Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are going to eat 粽子.
Yay, 粽子!
Well, maybe later, but not exactly now. But we are going to tell you the story of why people do eat 粽子 around this time of year.
原来这个 Mike 很厉害哦，他也知道这个粽子，为什么我们要吃粽子，他也知道一些历史故事哦。So you, I guess you actually know about this.
Well, of course, some people say, well, I know why we eat 粽子, that's easy, they're delicious, of course.
No!
That's why we eat them, because they taste good. Well, that is true, they do taste good, and people do eat them because they are delicious. But that's not where the story came from, where the season of 粽子 around this time of year came from. There is a story behind that, so let's find out about it today in our, is this history? It's kind of history.
Yeah.
Mythology.
Literature.
Old stories. Let's check it out.
Classic Chinese Tales.
Long ago, Chu Yuan was a minister for the Chu Kingdom. The king of Chu trusted him because he was very wise. However, the other ministers were jealous, so they told lies about Chu Yuan to the king. The foolish king believed the lies and kicked Chu Yuan out of the kingdom. Chu Yuan was very sad. On May 5th of the lunar year, he jumped into the Miluo River to die. The local villagers tried to save Chu Yuan. They threw 粽子 into the river, so the fish will eat those instead. Although they weren't able to save Chu Yuan, they started a tradition. Now every year for Dragon Boat Festival, people have boat races and eat 粽子.
Word power.
Wise. Wise. My teacher, Mr. Langdon, is wise and knows a lot about life. My teacher, Mr. Langdon, is wise and knows a lot about life. Jealous, jealous. The evil queen was jealous of Snow White's beauty. The evil queen was jealous of Snow White's beauty. Foolish. Foolish. It is foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when it's hungry. It is foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when it's hungry. Tradition. Tradition. Having a barbecue party on Moon Festival is a special tradition in Taiwan. Having a barbecue party on Moon Festival is a special tradition in Taiwan.
Okay, yeah, so long ago, Chu Yuan, am I saying his name right?
Yeah.
Chu Yuan was a minister for the Chu Kingdom. The kingdom of Chu.
Okay, so
they didn't cook their food very much.
Okay, 当我们在看故事的时候，我们常看到这个，比如说 long ago 就是很久以前，或是 once upon a time 很久很久以前呢。这个我们看到的屈原 ，OK， 他是楚国，这里我们看到是 Chu Kingdom 的这个一个。左徒 okay, minister.
Yeah, minister would be some kind of important government official. If you're one of the people who works with the president and you're an expert on, you know, education or hospitals or the army, you might be a minister. So when the president needs help, you talk to them because you're such a smart person, just like Mr. Chu Yuan. Well, the king, the boss of everybody, the king of Chu, he trusted Chu Yuan because he was very wise. Well, yeah, if you're a minister, we hope you're very wise, because when the country needs help, you're the person who will give the answers. What is it to be wise? Well, to be wise is to be smart and intelligent, probably because you have a lot of history, you have a lot of experience. It's hard for young people, maybe, to be wise. You could be a young person who's really good at math, and you went to Harvard, and you're only 18 years old, but you might not be as wise as a guy who's like 85 years old, never went to university, but he's lived a long life. He's had many experiences. That's a wise person. So we often think of grandparents and our parents, but even grandparents, of being very wise people because they've lived a long life.
Exactly. 那当然这个楚王呢，就是因为呢屈原非常的有智慧，所以呢因此他非常的 trust， 非常信任他。其中我们看到了 wise 这个字呢，就是表示非常有智慧的这样的意思。那刚刚 Mike 老师提醒的非常好，通常我们会觉得说可能是经历过很多的经验啦，那有一种经过年龄岁数所告诉你累积的一些智慧，这时候我们就会形容他像是 an old wise man。通常我们比较年轻的很聪明的话，我们可能就会用 smart 或者是 intelligent 这两个字来表示非常的聪明。 So how do we use this word? We could say
My teacher Mr. Langdon is wise and knows a lot about life. My teacher Mr. Langdon is wise and knows a lot about life. So a good person to ask for advice. Back to our story. However, it says the other ministers, the other important politicians of the Chu kingdom, were jealous of Chu Yuan. Ooh, they were jealous. Being jealous is a kind of ugly feeling that we might have. It basically means we're unhappy, we're a little bit angry even, we're upset because someone else has something that we really want. So if your friend has a brand new car or got a really cool new pair of shoes and you want to get them, but your parents said, no, you have to wait until your birthday, which is next year. You see your friend in those cool shoes and all the girls are like, oh, you're so cool because your shoes are so cool. You'd be like, oh, I wish I had those shoes. Oh, I hate that guy. I'm so jealous. Not a nice feeling, but we're all human.
True.
Yeah.
OK, 然而呢，因为他受到这个这个大王的这个可能信任啦，OK, 所以这时候呢就会招致了其他的大臣的开始妒忌啦。其中我们看到了 jealous 这个形容词，它就是有着这个妒忌的这样的意思。那如果呢你是非常爱吃醋的就是人，比如说可能因为你会吃醋呢，男朋友或者女朋友跟别人讲话为什么就觉得我很吃醋，同样你可以用这个字哦， a jealous boyfriend girlfriend.
That's another thing that can make people jealous.
Okay.
We should mention a famous jealous person from stories. The evil queen was jealous of Snow White's beauty.
That's right.
The evil queen, remember in the movies and cartoon, was jealous of Snow White's beauty, so tried to give her that poison apple because she was an evil queen. I'm jealous of your earrings.
Okay. I hope you're not like an evil queen.
No, I'm not an evil queen.
所以那个坏皇后她当然就是会嫉妒这个 Snow White White's beauty, 就是白雪公主的美貌。Anyway, back to the story.
Yes, get back to the story. So, the ministers, the jealous evil ones, they told lies about Chu Yuan to the king. They told the king, their boss, Chu Yuan is not a good guy. He's lying to you. He's working for the other king or something like that. They were trying to hurt Chu Yuan by lying about him, which is a very, very bad, bad, bad thing to do.
Exactly.
Bad ministers. Bad ministers.
Okay. 所以当然咯，他们就想要就是说，如果在皇上面前呢，就是编造一些关于屈原的这个谎言，可能他就不会这么受宠哦。所以他们就做了这么过分的事情啦。They told lies.
That's right. And that was a big problem because the king of Chu was not wise. He was foolish. He believed anything people would tell him. So he believed the lies of the other ministers. He really thought that they were telling him that Chu was a bad guy. Of course he wasn't. But the king didn't know that. He believed the lie, so he kicked Chu Yuan out of the kingdom. And the other evil ministers, of course, were very happy. Because that's what they wanted, the foolish king to do. And of course, the king, being foolish, did that. If you're foolish, you're kind of silly. You're maybe not very smart. You make bad decisions. You're like, oh, I don't really care. You're, you know, kind of a joke.
Okay. 那当然，这个皇帝呢，他就不像屈原这么的有智慧啦。这个愚昧的皇帝竟然还听信了这些人造谣的一些不实的事实呢，而且并且呢就把屈原流放边疆啊。这里其实我们看到了他是用 foolish 来形容这个就是没有智慧的这个皇上。OK, 他就说 foolish, OK, 他是一个形容词。但是如果呢我们把这个 I, 这台字尾ish 拿掉的话就变成 fool。 fool 呢当然就是指傻瓜，像是呢 April Fool's Day 就是愚人节这样的意思啦。
That's right. For example, we could say it is foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when it's hungry. It's foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when they're hungry. Because of course lions are big and powerful. If they're hungry, they'll eat you or me or an elephant orA shark?
Right.
I'm not sure they'd actually eat a shark. I don't know how a lion and a shark could fight. But anyway, they would eat anything if they're hungry because they're lions.
Exactly.
Back to Chu Yuan. Now, of course, he was kicked out of the kingdom by the king, so he was very sad, right? He was a good minister. He did his best for the country, but still no one believed him. He got fired, kicked out. So on May 5th of the lunar year, he jumped into the Miluo River to die.Oh, that's a bad way to handle that problem. So he was so sad, and I guess he felt his life had no more hope, nothing to look forward to. He decided to kill himself, so he jumped into a river to die.
OK, 这里还是要呼吁大家不要做这么恐怖的事情啊。我们 OK, 屈原他可能感到很痛，他觉得哎，我这么忠心耿耿，竟然皇上就是马上去相信这些不实的事实，所以他在农历五月五日的时候他就投汨罗江自尽了。
Now, the people, of course, of the country, they knew Chu Yuan was a good man. So the local villagers who lived near this river, they heard what happened, what Chu Yuan did. So they ran down to the river to try to save Chu Yuan because they know he's a good and wise minister. He shouldn't die.
OK, 那当然呢当地的村民 villagers 呢就试着要抢救屈原啦。那这里有没有看到 lunar year, 或是 lunar, 就是有农历年这样子的意思啦。OK, 那 villager 呢当然就是在那边的村民。So what did they do?
Well, you see, now this is where the story kind of loses me. They could have gotten a boat to try to go out and save him. They could have jumped into the water to try to like pull him out of the water.No, they decide to go get some zongzi, some rice snacks, throw those into the river so that the fish would eat the zongzi and not eat Chu Yuan.
Okay,
well, see, that part of the plan, I'm kind of like, but,
okay,
it's an interesting story.
Mike 可能这边有点质疑，他说，哈，他们竟然没有去救屈原，而是把这个粽子丢入河中，以防鱼能去吃这个屈原的身体哦。Okay, 所以他是要让鱼去吃那个粽子啦。Okay, so although they weren't able to save Chu Yuan, they started a tradition.
Of course, you know, Chu Yuan did want to die, right? So he jumped into the river. He probably just let himself go. And the fish weren't going to kill him. It was the water that was going to kill him. So it was probably too late. Anyways, but the villagers, they tried. They tried their best. And although they weren't able to save Chu Yuan, they did start a tradition. So they were not able to save him. They couldn't save him. He died.
Okay, tradition 呢当然就是指传统这样子的意思啦。For example, having a barbecue party on Moon Festival is a special tradition in Taiwan.
Or eating zongzi is a special tradition for Dragon Boat Holiday.
Okay, but we have to stop here for a while because although it's actually our 英文快译通, so let's check it out.
Let's do that.
English. Oh yeah!
Hi everyone, this is Celine. 今天我们要来介绍一种句型叫做虽然点点点但是点点点。英文里有哪些句型有这样的意思呢？今天的快译通就要来告诉你这个句型的用法哦。在英文里啊，最简单的虽然点点点但是点点点就是 but 了。例如呢，我们可以说 He is a nice guy, but we don't get along. He is a nice guy, but we don't get along. 意思就是虽然他是个好人，但是我们合不来。还有没有别种说法呢？当然是有的哦。这时候呢，我们就可以用上 although 的句型了。首先呢，我们必须知道 although 的词性。although 是一个连接词，作用呢就是拿来连接两个子句的。句子的长相就会是 although 后面接一个子句，逗点以后再接另一个子句，主要子句就是逗点后面这个子句。像我刚刚所举的例子，虽然他是个好人，但是我们合不来，我们改成 although 开头的句子就会变成什么样呢？ although he is a nice guy, we don't get along。 这句话的主要子句就是我们合不来咯。我们也可以把主要子句 we don't get along 放在前面，那就会变成 we don't get along although he is a nice guy, we don't get along although he is a nice guy。 这里的 although 也可以用 though 来替换。举例来说， although we didn't win the game, we did try our best。 虽然我们没有赢得比赛，但我们努力过了。用 though 来替换就会变成 though we didn't win the game, we did try our best。 当然你也可以改变位置，把它放到后面变成 we did try our best though we didn't win the game。 也可以加上 even 变成 even though 来加强语气。最后有一件事一定要特别注意，although 和 but 在一句话里呢只能选择一个来使用哦，千万不要把它们放在同个句子里。因为 although 和 but 都是连接词，而连接两个子句只需要一个连接词就够咯。 although 的句型是不是不难呢？稍微练习一下你也能使用的很顺手哦。 although it's easy, you still need to practice it。 虽然很简单，但是还是要好好练习哦。我们下次见，拜拜。
So of course, now every year, as we all know, for Dragon Boat Festival, people have boat races and they eat 粽子. And we hope Chu Yuan will be coming back because we need some wise ministers to lead us.
Of course.
Don't we? Yeah, men like Chu Yuan, they should always be around to help the people.
OK, 所以现在呢我们的传统就是每到端午节人们就会比赛这个划龙舟还有吃粽子啦。OK, let's now go to a wrap up.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, it's always an interesting story, but I have to say every year I'm really glad that they threw zongzi, you know, into the river rather than something I don't like to eat.
Oh, okay.
Like salad. They didn't throw salad into the river.
Exactly.
That's good. Who wants to eat a salad? Zongzi is much, no, salad's okay.
Okay, 我认同啦。不过其实我可能待会要跟 Mike 厘清一下，好像呢，据我所知，他可能是真的是有试着去找这个屈原的这个他的遗体，但是没有找到的时候又担心他的这个遗体被吃掉，所以才开始丢粽子的啦。待会再跟 Mike 说。
Interesting. All right, so have a great Dragon Boat Festival. Enjoy your 粽子. Don't eat too many though, right?
Because
they can make you fat. There's a lot of salt. But still, have one or two. They're delicious. And if your mom's making them, be sure to help out, because that's what Chu Yuan would do.
Nice.
She made a perfect jump shot, and her team won the game.
She made a perfect jump shot, and her team won the game.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家是不是都很喜欢看篮球比赛呢？我最喜欢的除了灌篮的画面之外，就是跳投得分了。没错。今天我们要教的运动英语就是跳投 jump shot。 让我来举个例句， She made a perfect jump shot and her team won the game。 她做了一个完美的跳投，而且他们球队赢了比赛。 jump shot 这边是当作名词用，表示跳投的动作。进行跳投的英文我们可以讲说 make a jump shot 或者是Shoot a jump shot. Jerry made an amazing jump shot in the game. 表示 Jerry 在这场比赛里面做了一次惊人的跳投。下次同学们打球的时候，可别多忘了多做几个 jump shot 哦。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。She made a perfect jump shot and her team won the game. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
She made a perfect jump shot, and her team won the game.
She made a perfect jump shot, and her team won the game.
Classic Chinese Tales.
Long ago, Chu Yuan was a minister for the Chu Kingdom. The king of Chu trusted him because he was very wise. However, the other ministers were jealous, so they told lies about Chu Yuan to the king. The foolish king believed the lies and kicked Chu Yuan out of the kingdom. Chu Yuan was very sad. On May 5th of the lunar year, he jumped into the Miluo River to die. The local villagers tried to save Chu Yuan. They threw zongzi into the river, so the fish will eat those instead. Although they weren't able to save Chu Yuan, they started a tradition. Now every year for Dragon Boat Festival, people have boat races and eat zongzi. Wise, wise. My teacher, Mr. Langdon, is wise and knows a lot about life. My teacher, Mr. Langdon, is wise and knows a lot about life. Jealous, jealous. The evil queen was jealous of Snow White's beauty. The evil queen was jealous of Snow White's beauty. Foolish, foolish. It is foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when it's hungry. It is foolish to think lions won't attack other animals when it's hungry. Tradition, tradition. Having a barbecue party on Moon Festival is a special tradition in Taiwan. Having a barbecue party on Moon Festival is a special tradition in Taiwan.